We'll begin with roll call, starting on my far right.
Greg Phillips.
Greg Wax.
Bill Genoway.
Carol Kenny.
Tina Garzillo.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Joe McGrory, Township Solicitor.
Kyle Brown, Associate Township Planner.
Leanna Calubriel, Township Engineer.
We have no meeting minutes to review this evening. That takes us into Chairman's Comments, and I have a couple of items under Chairman's Comments this evening. First of all, earlier we had an executive session to discuss personnel and litigation matters. Secondly, yesterday the Board of Supervisors with department heads met for our annual goals and objectives session. Goals and objectives were established in four areas: personnel management initiatives to implement departmental reorganizations and staffing review to provide efficient and cost-effective service to you, the public. Second, were analytics and benchmarking initiatives to develop a baseline of measurements in each department to facilitate the development of metrics to evaluate facilities, personnel services, and response to requests for service. Third, sustainability initiatives to begin the transition to environmentally friendly operations and programs that provide long-term benefits and solutions to the environment, social, and financial demands facing the township. And fourth, operational enhancement initiatives to increase the operations of each department in order to deliver cost-effective services in a professional, responsive, legal, and an innovative manner to the community. COVID-19 clearly impacted our plans for 2020 in several ways, and what planned goals we can't achieve in 2020 or don't think we can achieve this year will be integrated into 2021. The board would like to thank staff for their hard work in these challenging times to develop a business plan and related budget priorities that meet our needs within the available funds. There will be more on this as we enter the budget discussions and develop a proposed budget for 2021. That being said, we continue to monitor our revenue streams and our expense patterns, recognizing reductions in income, particularly from business taxes. Brings me to the third item. Your safety and confidence in visiting Upper Marion facilities is paramount in the minds of your Board of Supervisors. We would not have opened the pool, community center, library, and township offices were we not confident of the safety of those areas. To help achieve this, Upper Marion Township has been working diligently to assure that a plan has been implemented. The objectives of the Clean Facility Protocol program include compliance with standards, cleanliness and safety for the employees and the public, performance management, which includes a cleaning tracking system, including metric achievement, and customer confidence so that you are comfortable in township buildings. Our partner in this work effort is WorkMerc, based in Conshohocken, and their program is designed to help enhance communication, consistency, and compliance in the workplace. The tools that have been developed are adapted for critical information needs regarding safety in the COVID-19 area and to move those into traditional safety practices that we routinely use here in Upper Marion. It's designed to reinforce community peace of mind that all measures are being taken on a timely and consistent basis to protect the health and safety of the township employees, our residents, and visitors to our buildings. This helps ensure that the township staff is always provided the best, most accurate information in dealing with new safety policies and practices as well. The programs include cadenced digital paperless checklists that are timely task verification to assure that all cleaning and sanitizing procedures are followed on a consistent basis. Two-way communication techniques encourage workers to immediately report with photos when needed any damages or potential hazards that are in need of immediate attention. Consolidated fingertip access to all mandated policies, instructional information, and updates from the township, the Center for Disease Control, or OSHA, or any other agency are integrated into these platforms. And a dashboard is available for access by managers and supervisors for daily task verification in this integrated system. Also, visitors to the facility will be able to access information. It can be updated and adapted as needed for new or adjusted policies and practices when called for. And as I mentioned, you'll be able to come in as a resident, look at the QR code, put your phone up to it, and get the latest information on when that area of the facility had last been cleaned or managed. From a risk management perspective, all information is immediately indexed and easily retrievable at any time. While implemented as a result of reopening after COVID-19, this will assist us not just in today's coronavirus environment, but it will help us throughout the year with potentials for flu, allergies, or any other type of environmental concern. This will be an ongoing, not a temporary, safety effort. That concludes my chairman's comments, and we'll now move into new business. First item under new business is a proclamation for Fire Prevention Month, and that was going to be in October 2020. I'm going to read the proclamation, and I see we have Chiefs Rubin and Gallagher here, if they would join me at the podium. Usually about this time every year, we have the opportunity to recognize the three fire companies because they will have received an award at the State Firemen's Convention for their fire prevention efforts. And I think the three companies have received that award for at least a decade running. However, because there was no Firemen's Convention this year, they had no awards to present. So we will, though, recognize Fire Prevention Month in a different way this year. So let me read the proclamation. This is a proclamation proclaiming October 2020 as Fire Prevention Month in Upper Marion Township and expressing support for our fire and EMS department for their dedicated work for the citizens and visitors of our township. Whereas the Upper Marion Township is committed to ensuring the health, safety, and security of all those living in and visiting our community. And whereas fire is a serious public safety concern, both locally and nationally, and single and multifamily homes are the locations where our citizens and visitors are at greatest risk from fire. And whereas, according to the National Fire Protection Association, fire departments in the United States respond to 363,000 fires in single and multifamily homes during 2018, which resulted in 2,720 fire fatalities and 12,700 injuries to citizens in these home fires. This is the last year that they have consolidated data, is 2018. Whereas the National Fire Protection Association has announced Serve Up Fire Safety in the Kitchen as the theme for Fire Prevention Week, October the 4th to the 10th, 2020, NFPA's focus on cooking fire safety comes in response to home cooking fires representing the leading cause of U.S. home fires, with nearly half, 49%, of all home fires involving cooking equipment. Unattended cooking is the leading cause of these fires. And whereas the key messages that Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS members want to give our citizens are, keep a close eye on what you're cooking. Never leave the kitchen when you are frying food. Keep items such as oven mitts, wooden and plastic utensils, food packages, and dish towels at least 3 feet from the stovetop. And always keep small children at least 3 feet from the front of the stove. And whereas to ensure our families are better safeguarded from fire, every resident in Upper Marion Township should install and maintain smoke alarms in every sleeping area, outside each separate sleeping area, and on every level of the home, which cuts the risk of dying in a home fire in half. And whereas all members of Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS Department are dedicated to reducing the occurrence of home fires and home fire injuries through providing community-based fire prevention education and intervention. And whereas our residents are asked to be responsive to public education measures and should take personal steps to increase their safety from fire, especially in their homes, as we celebrate the 2020 Fire Prevention Month throughout the township. We urge all citizens and visitors to participate in the many fire prevention activities and efforts provided by our organization. Be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, the 17th day of September, 2020. Chief?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Okay, and I think you have a couple. I think we have a...
Chief, would you step in?
Photo op from Mr. Herbert. Sure, I'll take it.
Yes, sir.
Chief, the podium is yours.
Thank you so much, Chief. Would you mind?
To the Board of Supervisors, to the senior officials, and of course to our citizens and visitors, on October 8th, 9th, and 10th of 1871 happened to be the Great Chicago Fire, which left total destruction in its wake. Over 300 people died and over 100,000 folks found themselves homeless. The fire was over 1 mile long and 3 miles wide before it could be extinguished. The fire was started by the O'Leary residents in some form or fashion. It's never truly been determined. And honestly, shockingly enough, on the very same day, the Peshtigo fire occurred in Wisconsin. It took over 800 lives. And the 800 lives also were lost along with 80% of the entire town's structure. So with the impact of that, both events, the massive conflagrations that they were, caused the National Fire Prevention Week to occur that was mentioned by our board chair. The theme for the 2020 National Fire Prevention Month is Serve Up Fire Safety in the Kitchen. That was also mentioned. The hope is that we can significantly reduce one of the greatest causes of home fires, and that is in the kitchen. When folks should be taking time out of their busy schedule to hopefully learn and review and protect themselves from their families from the wraths of unwanted fires is what should be occurring and what we hope to assist with during that fire prevention month. To serve as a reminder, the following information has been put together for 2019 by the National Fire Protection Association regarding loss in our nation. Local fire departments responded to a total estimate 1.3 million alarms last year. Of those alarms, 3,700 citizens died in the fires. 16,600 fire injuries occurred. Fire damage was at a reported $14.8 billion. On average, the fire department responds to some type of an alarm in this nation every 24 seconds. Residential fires are reported every 93 seconds. And a home fire death will occur every 3 hours and 10 minutes, and a fire injury every 43 minutes. Needless to say, the loss of lives, the civilian deaths that are represented here, could easily be prevented in most cases. Chief Gallagher is going to be sharing a way that that can happen. The National Fire Protection Association pointed out that the simple installation and use of a device that costs $25, known as a smoke alarm, can prevent that horrible fate from occurring. Chief, if you'd finish up a few comments.
I'm sorry,
Thank you, Chief. Very simple, working smoke detectors. In 2019, obviously before COVID, your Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS Department installed over 1,200 smoke alarms in homes across the township at no cost to the citizens. All three of our great volunteer fire companies, on behalf of Chief Recupero, Chief of Rangers, and myself, and our staff, we like to thank our personnel, but we all provided the personnel to deliver this invaluable and amazing community service. Our folks were just tremendous. A couple of Saturdays out of the spring and the summer, and we got those 1,200 smoke detectors out there. To help us help you, we are asking everyone now to test those smoke detectors, those smoke alarms, now, this evening, tonight, and then once each month. to ensure that all smoke alarms are operating properly. And don't forget to serve up fire safety in your kitchen, a national motto for this year. Once the pandemic passes, your fire and EMS department will be back out. We're not giving up. We'll be back out installing smoke alarms in our residential neighborhoods with the express goal of preventing harm in Upper Marion Township in our community. Please permit me to thank our Township Board of Supervisors for their kind acknowledgement this evening and of our upcoming celebration of Fire Prevention Week. Please be safe. I have a phone number here for our smoke alarm hotline. Our smoke alarm hotline number is 484-636-3945. I'll say that again while everyone's grabbing a pencil. Our smoke alarm hotline number is 484-636-3945. And thank you again. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Chiefs. Appreciate all the work of the fire companies and the EMS personnel. And let's hope that we can get back and do those smoke alarm installations before long. Thank you. Mr. Hamaday.
Yes, thank you, Mr. General. If it pleases the board, I would respectfully request that the board consider amending tonight's agenda to add two items. A proposed resolution number 2020-38, which is a resolution for the condemnation of property, and that would be item K, and item L would be the appointments to boards and commissions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hamaday. We will add those two items. Also, we have available tonight, as we have at past meetings, when we're getting to items, if people at home care to call in for comment or question, you can do so by using the MyUMT app on the Upper Marion Township website, or you can call, and Mr. Hamaday, that phone number. Well, we have another presentation to do. We can get the phone number in the meantime. Okay, so that takes us to item B, which is Shade Tree Awards presentation. Supervisor Garzillo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tonight is my honor to represent the Shade Tree and Beautification Commission as a supervisor liaison. The annual Beautification Awards has been a tradition in our township for many summers, and these awards serve as a way to acknowledge and celebrate our residents who give extra time and extra attention to making the yards attractive for all of us to enjoy. Especially under the current times that we're living under, people under a lot of stress, pressures in the world, it's nice that we had residents that went out and took that extra care to make the yards beautiful for us to enjoy. There are four categories that are given awards. Most recently, we added a category known as the Distinguished Tree Award. This Distinguished Tree Award was added not just because trees are beautiful, but also because of the positive environmental impact that trees have in that they give us a legacy that provides us with gifts of clean air and clean water. They also help to reduce stormwater flooding, and then trees also serve as a protective barrier against inclement weather. There are three other categories. Two are for residential yards. Residential landscapes. One category is for 10 different front yard landscapes. Another category is for backyard landscapes. And the final one is for our commercial properties in the township. A beautiful landscape is something that all of us can enjoy as we pass by our neighbors, and it can even give us a positive lift. Especially now, these award winners can be an important reminder of the healing gifts that nature provides. And one additional benefit of well-maintained and landscape yards is that it creates economic security by increasing the property value of our homes and the neighborhoods surrounding our homes. The members of the Shade Tree and Beautification Commission solicit nominations from the community as well as travel around the township streets in order to find eye-catching yards. Every single one of these nominations is greatly appreciated, and deciding on the winners each year is a very difficult endeavor that the Shade Tree and Beautification Commission take on. We received quite a few nominations from residents that wanted their neighbors to be acknowledged as a show of appreciation for the work that they knew went into creating and maintaining a beautiful yard. Maybe this will inspire the rest of you that you may want to maybe nominate a neighbor, or better yet, be one of the ones that gets nominated. And you can also nominate yourself, especially for the category of backyard landscaping, because we don't see those homes as we pass by. So anyone that's very creative in your backyard with your landscaping, feel free to nominate yourself. I'd like to take the time now to recognize the members of the Shade Tree and Beautification Commission. This is a very dedicated group of individuals who spend countless hours advising and planning, working with the township on land development plans, park projects, providing insight into dealing with invasive plant life and insect infestations that affect our trees, just to name a few of the many ways that they contribute their expertise and time to Upper Marion. These members are Jerome Ocker, Barley Van Cleef, Susan Ridgway, Jenny Ryan, Bob Dempsey, as well as our staff liaison, Jerry Recupido. Now I'd like to take a moment just to read off the names of our Shade Tree and Beautification Award winners. We have one resident here. She has been given the award for backyard landscaping. And her name is Xu Ming Lee. And it's a privilege to have her in the audience this evening. So congratulations, Ms. Lee. For front yard residential landscaping, the awardees are Joseph and Margaret Anderson, Rebecca and Michael Bartolo, Joseph and Denise Bobak, Leonard and Sharon Bozoska, Lewis and Catherine DeCaro, Andrew and Lauren DeGossier, Lorraine and Donald Hawk, Kimberly Sue Matthews, Kathleen Mary Murphy, Eleanor Pershing. For Distinguished Trees, two awardees are Brian and Linda Knoll and the Mother Divine Providence Church. For our commercial award, this goes out to P&F Ventures LLC. And now, for your viewing pleasure, our very own Jeff Brinitsky, from our upper UMGA staff, has put together a lovely video of many of our award winners. So there'll be a video that'll be presented to highlight those. So sit back and enjoy the beauty that our neighbors are willing to share with us. And thank you.
Congratulations, we do have one of the recipients here in the audience this evening, so thank you for coming in, and congratulations. That's an awful lot of work to keep properties in such a condition, and we just like to take a few moments every year to recognize those individuals who go to the extra effort to make their home so beautiful. So thank you, and to make the township beautiful. Thank you very much. Okay, before we move into item C, a reminder that if you have questions or want to make comment regarding any of the items, you can use the MyUMT app on the Upper Marion Township website, or you can call 484-636-3930. 484-636-3930. With that, the next item is presentation and acceptance of the Township's 2021 financial requirements and minimal municipal obligation in the amount of $2,205,307 for police and $702,000 for the non-uniform pension funds. Mr. Hamaday, anything else to add on that?
Nothing, Mr. General. You had outlined it perfectly. We're required by Act 205 to provide notice to the board of the Township's minimum municipal obligation each year.
Very good. So we'll need a motion to proceed with that.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Phillips.
I'll second.
Second by Vice Chair Kenny. Any questions? Questions from the public? Mr. Hamaday? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item D, this is a financial escrow security release number one for Kraft Custom Homes LLC at 388 Anderson Road for their subdivision. And this is in the amount of $86,155.50 for completion of the required site improvements to date as part of the 383 Anderson Road subdivision as recommended by the township engineer.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Wax.
I'll second.
Second by Mrs. Garzillo. Any questions from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything to add?
Nothing from the public.
Okay. In that case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Item E, authorization for the township manager to sign real estate tax appeal settlement stipulations as negotiated by the Upper Marion Area School District. There is one. It is for GAHC3 of King of Prussia, 700 South Henderson Road for tax years 2016 through 2020. They had an underpayment of real estate taxes for 2016 to 2019 in the amount of $9,219. So this will be to get some money back from them to us. Pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to pass.
Motion by Vice Chair Kenny.
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Wax. Any questions from the board? Questions from the public?
Nothing from the public online.
Very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. The next is a request for an RFP for Upper Marion Township's 2021 road resurfacing program. Any comments, Mr. Hamaday, on that?
Very quickly, next year our proposed road improvement program will have about 14 roads or 3.2 miles, and we're asking the board to authorize us to go out for RFPs for inspection services for the program.
Okay, pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for proposal for professional services.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to approve the request for professional services, proposal for the road resurfacing program. Any questions from the board? Mr. Hammond, any questions from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Genway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item G, accept citizen board resignations of Jian Singla of the Sanitary and Stormwater Authority and Pepper Francis as the student representative of the EAC. Pleasure.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignations of both. And I'd also like to thank both of them so much for all their attendance and their help at both of these citizen boards. I'm the liaison to the Sewer and Stormwater Authority and liaison to the EAC. And Mr. Singla has been a longtime member of the Sewer Authority, and we will miss him at our meetings, and very sorry to see him go. Also very sorry to see Pepper Francis leave as our student representative on the EAC. And I wish them both well, and I thank them so much for their service.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Vice Chair Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to accept these resignations. Any other questions or comments from the board? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. I should mention at this point that these are items that traditionally had been on our consent agenda, and going forward, starting next month, we're going to go back to the consent agenda process. We moved in this fashion simply for COVID-19 expediency at meetings, so we will go back to those beginning next month. Next item is resolution 2020-35, consideration of a resolution authorizing the township manager to submit a DCED CFA multimodal transportation grant application in the amount of $2,476,407 for the First Avenue Linear Park Phase 3, which includes the installation of the trail on 10 remaining parcels along First Avenue. Pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to give permission to apply for this grant?
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion for Vice Chair Kenny and seconded by Supervisor Wax to adopt Resolution 2020-35 regarding the further expansion of the linear park, and this would be to submit for grant funding to achieve that. Any questions from the board? Questions from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Next one is Resolution 2020-36. This is a development plan for Protex Inc., 3700 Horizon Drive. This is consideration of a preliminary land development plan submitted by Protex as prepared by Nabe Newell Engineers, dated June 17, 2020, for the construction of a 74,000 square foot building addition to an existing building and associated site improvements on 5.92 acres in the SM1 zoned district. Mr. Brown, do you have anything before
sure.
we hear from the?
Just to note that today, after speaking with the applicant, they decided to move to a preliminary approval before you tonight. They're not quite sure as far as the end user, which will affect the configuration of office space within the building, which ends up affecting impact fees and the like that are in the resolution as part of the land development. So the resolution for your consideration tonight is simply for the preliminary approval, and then it'll come back for final.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Campbell.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. My name is Edmund Campbell. I represent the applicant, Protex. The principal, Chris DiPaolo, is here to my right, and our project engineer, Jad Lohman, is also here. The board will recall we had the pleasure of being in front of you about a month ago for a workshop, and we reviewed with you this proposal. You've accurately summarized it. It's a 74,000 square foot addition on 3700 Horizon Boulevard. And the reason we stepped it back from final preliminary to preliminary is the eventual recognized tenant may use less office. It's designed to maximize office, but in fact, if laboratory or light industry or warehouse were to assume a larger portion of it, it would result in a number of things. We could reduce some of the parking. If we reduce some of the parking, it would reduce impervious coverage. It might affect our request for minimize further the request for a waiver from a buffer. It would impact the discussion about traffic impact fee, about the requirement to prepare a traffic study, and the number of EDUs that would be required. So I don't want to trespass on your time. We've submitted the application, and you had an opportunity to look at it at the workshop. We're here to answer any questions you may have, but we would ask for preliminary approval with the expectation that we'll be back shortly for final approval.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Mr. Brown, I think Engineering, County Planning Commission, our Planning Commission all moved on this.
Our Planning Commission recommended approval. And we have comments back from our engineer and the County Planning Commission. All are in favor, or the applicant's engineer and will comply, sort of state, with all the comments.
That's true. So the proposed resolution that you have recognizes those reviews, and as a condition, we agree to comply with those conditions. For the most part, the plan has already been revised to reflect all those things. When we come back for final, if there are anything that's left open, it'll be revised.
Yeah. Very good.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, you applied for preliminary / final.
That's correct.
We're disposing of the preliminary, preferably tonight, with a vote from the board, but the final is still there. Are you withdrawing the final request, or are you extending the time period to vote on the final?
My preference would be, and I'll doctor it, and I'll paper it with your office, Mr. McGregor, if you'd like, to not withdraw it, but just to extend the time within which the board is required to act on the final. That way, it'll be a little more efficient when we come back in for the final.
And that would be an unlimited extension to time, I assume?
Yes, I'll provide you with an evergreen extension requiring me to put you back on notice if we're at that point, but I don't see that as an issue.
So in addition to voting on a resolution for preliminary, you'd also need to vote on the extension to time for final.
Okay. Any other comments from the board members? No. Mr. Hammond, is there any comments from the public on this?
There are none, Mr. General.
Okay, so let's first take the resolution.
Pleasure of the board.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution for approval of strictly the preliminary approval. If you want to do it two separate ones.
Yes, let's do two separate ones. Yes. Okay, so we have a motion, we have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second by Vice Chair Kenny to adopt Resolution 2020-36, and it is for the preliminary land development plan only. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. And now for the date extension. The date, do we have a date?
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to accept the applicant's offer for an unlimited extension to consider the final development plan.
All right, so I think technically I would refer to it as an evergreen, and I'll have that sort of magic language in the letter to the solicitor, which takes any pressure off the board from having to act on it until we resubmit.
Well, it wouldn't be necessarily an evergreen. It would just be a straight-up
waiver
of the time constraints. So your motion would be correct.
So Mr. Phillips's motion is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have an unlimited time for the final proposal or for final plan approval. So we have the motion. Second on that?
I'll second.
Second by Supervisor Wax. Any other questions on it from the board? Anything from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0 for the extension. Thank you. That takes us to item J, Resolution 2020-37, a development plan for Marion Innovations 1 at 411 Sweetland Road. And this is for consideration of a preliminary and final land development plan submitted by Marion Innovations, prepared by Taylor Wiseman and Taylor Engineers, dated March 15th of this year, for construction of a new two-level parking garage and associated site improvements containing 236 spaces to serve the existing 923,752 square foot Discovery Labs facility in the LI zoning district. Mr. Brown, do you have anything for that?
Nothing to add. This is a new, a little bit to add, I guess, a new structured parking facility for the existing uses. So no expansion of uses, no augmentation of uses. The land development is strictly the parking deck itself, and it has obviously associated stormwater and other infrastructure to support the project.
Okay, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you. Again, this matter was reviewed by the board at your workshop in August. Present with me tonight is the project manager, Kevin Kyle, the project's engineer, Mark Thompson, and Bill Cavanaugh, who is an architect who specializes in the design of parking garages. At the time we were in front of you for the workshop, I think a specific question or request was made that we provide a rendering to demonstrate what it would look like from the road. And I don't know if you can you expand that, Kyle?
Yeah, exactly.
I think there was a concern that that the bulk would be so large that it would take over the site, and you'll see that although it's visible, we've done what we proposed to do with landscaping and with the slope of the property to minimize its impact visually so that it fits in rather than blocking the entire facade. I agree, the closer you get, the bigger it'll look. From the street, though, I think you'll be able to see very clearly the sort of unique design of the existing building. And I think that the rendering that's there would be from Sweetland Road. And you see that unique bluish green building facade that is behind, that exists there now and will remain there and sort of behind the parking deck. The road, and that's a picture from the same view without the parking deck. Part of the application, we've asked for three waivers. One waiver is to allow parking lot landscaping around the perimeter of the parking garage to stand in place of parking that would otherwise be required on the top deck. So you've got a requirement for parking islands with certain plantings. We're not reducing the number of plantings, but we're asking to put them on the perimeter of the parking garage rather than on the surface. A second waiver is to relates to the size of the parking spaces to allow them at 8.5 by 18 rather than 9.5 by 19. And then the third waiver is sort of an anomaly to this zoning, to this particular development. There's a request, there's a requirement that new development include additional recreational facilities. Since we're not adding building space, and there are significant recreational amenities for the people who work at this campus, we don't propose to add any additional amenities. So those are the three waivers that we're requesting. The parking garage itself will have a total of 222 spaces. There's no interior ramp, so access would be from the private, the driveway itself, or if you notice where the circle is, there's a second entrance, that's to the top deck. There'd be a separate entrance for the lower deck. That's how it's circulated. If there are technical questions about the design of the system, the stormwater that's contemplated to be managed in relation to the development, in particular the stormwater facility in between the private drive and the pond that's there. And then we have our project architect to talk about aesthetics. So I'm happy to answer questions. I'm sure Mr. Phillips has some.
Yes, please. Let's talk about aesthetics, because I can't understand exactly what that rendering was supposed to be showing me other than a very ugly garage. So the last time we had this conversation, we talked about how we soften that edge, whatever amenities you could do to kind of, I don't know whether it's precast concrete or it's poured in place, but there are ways to soften that edge. And frankly, as I said in our workshop meeting, this building won major awards when it was completed. It is a world-class building, and that parking garage just detracts from it. So I can't even tell what I'm looking at here, because your plan does not match what your rendering shows.
Let me defer to Mr. Cavanaugh.
Okay, so as far as the aesthetics, so you know, when we do renderings for parking garages, we're trying not to make them the focus or the focal point. We're trying to minimize, you know, hopefully try and get it to recede into the background as much as possible. As far as, you know, I think last time we said it would be an architectural pigmented precast, so to have, you know, light sandblast finish. It's pretty standard architectural garage structural system precast. As far as the not matching, the rendering doesn't match the site plan, I think it does. I mean, it's kind of a boomerang shaped garage to fit within the real estate provided.
Well, so let's go to your plan, right? So these plantings seem to be along some sort of road front as opposed to covering that corner. So, you know, when I'm looking at this particular plan, I'm looking technically at what I think are trees to soften that edge. You know, from my standpoint, you're here in Upper Merion. I know that the developer who owns this particular property wants it to be a world-class cutting thing. They are looking at some real cutting-edge technology, and I just don't see it in this design. Now, we're not here really to talk about design, but I'm a little disappointed in what I'm seeing. So that's just my two cents of it.
Thank you.
Can I ask, Kyle, can you go back and put the rendering in? So, Mr. Cavanaugh, can I ask you a question? Because I think I understand what you're saying, Greg, in that would almost be, as I look at it, I see the bend in the garage, right? You can see the sort of the focal point where the, where, thanks, right around there. And it appears to me that the landscaping is masked at the front corner closest to the driveway as shown on the land development plan. And that there, I think, if I understand your criticism correctly, that there's no plantings along the front that's sort of parallel to the building.
Well, it's not just that.
That's one of the criticisms.
So look at that plan, right? So
yep.
That planting basically covers that corner.
Yep.
Right? But when you look at the rendering, you see that corner very clearly. And yes, you see the bend. But, I mean, there's nothing in front of that, right? So the plan does not match the rendering, which disappoints me.
Yeah, I would say that I think the rendering,
here's the other
looking
thing.
At it now, would be better if it showed more to the right, because I think there are plantings that are there that aren't on the rendering.
So here's the other thing. Why wouldn't you make the color of this thing match the brick? So at least that point, it's really blending in. So it's, I mean, this is just a garage. It's not anything special about it, so.
Not one listed on here. Yeah, what's the application deadline on this is when?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Do we know, Kyle?
It'll be 90 days from the Planning Commission or... I don't think when we were in the front of the Planning Commission because of...
Second Wednesday of July.
Right. Theory.
So you have some time.
Yeah.
So when is it?
So it'd be 90 days from that.
Well, in theory, it's 90 days from the first Planning Commission within 30 days of 525. So call it 120 days. In theory, it's next week.
Where I'm going with this is...
I understand where you're going with
it. Yeah.
You want to see another rendering with different color palettes and...
Well, I think Supervisor Phillips really wants to see another rendering. And since I'm not an architect and he is...
And you're referring to his
And
to his
I've,
concerns.
On many occasions, deferred to other supervisors when it comes to architecture. Yeah, I am going to defer to Mr. Phillips.
So if the board would entertain an offer for an extension of... land development application of 30 days, we would endeavor to come back with a revised rendering.
And I'm fine with that, but I guess let me just express my disappointment here again. You represent not only this particular applicant, but the owner of the building. You know what his goal is.
Mm-hmm.
They should know what his goal is. This doesn't meet that benchmark, and I'm a little surprised that you after the discussions we had in the workshop, that you've come back with not much different than I'm disappointed. Just
fair enough.
Mr. Hamaday, is 30 days enough? Because we don't meet
until the 15th, October 15th.
We meet October 15th.
Yep.
Three,
you're,
four.
The following Thursday, the 22nd, is a budget workshop.
That's right. Okay. All right. So that would work.
May we see you on the 15th?
And I'm going to need you to write out something tonight requesting the extension and the board take action on it.
Understood.
So we have to act now on his request for a 30-day extension.
Yeah, so I would on the record make a motion, ask you to accept an extension under the MPC to act on our application extending your time to act for a period of 30 days with the representation that I'll provide Mr. McGrory with a letter confirming that.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second.
A motion by Supervisor Phillips, second by Supervisor Wax, to accept an extension of 30 days on this resolution and development plan. Any other questions? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public? Okay, in that case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you very much.
Passes 5-0. Thank you, gentlemen. Takes us to item K. This is resolution 2020-38. It's a resolution authorizing the condemnation of certain real estate located at 580 General Knox Road in Upper Marion Township, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, for the purpose of annexing it to the township's community center for the recreational use and benefit of the public. Questions, comments, or wishes of the board?
So I just want to make one comment, and I think it is important to note that there is nobody currently living at that property.
Correct. Currently vacant. Anything else?
I make a motion to accept or approve resolution 2020-38 for the condemnation of 580 General Knox Road.
And I'll second that.
Motion by Supervisor Phillips, second by Supervisor Wax to approve resolution 2020-37 for the condemnation of real estate at 580 General Knox Road in Upper Marion Township. Any final questions? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Takes us to accounts payable and payroll. Your pleasure with payroll and payables. Oh, I'm sorry, L. Yes. This is a proposal for Mr. Amrinder Singh to be appointed to the Property Management and UCC Appeals Board, Property Maintenance and UCC Appeals Board. Pleasure, board.
I'll move to make that appointment.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion by Supervisor Phillips, second by Supervisor Wax to appoint Mr. Amrinder Singh to the Property Maintenance UCC Appeals Board. Any questions? Questions, Mr. Hamaday, from the public? All in favor,
nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Now we'll do accounts payable and payrolls. Do we want to pay the payroll and bills?
I'll make a motion to pay bills.
And payroll.
And I'll second.
And payroll.
Okay, so we have a motion.
No, I'll second.
Motion for Vice Chair Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to pay the accounts payable and payroll. Any questions? All in favor say, anything from the public, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Takes us to additional business. We'll start, Mr. Phillips, anything?
Now, Mr. Chairman, other than the fact that tonight is my daughter Emma's birthday, so as a personal point of privilege, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I will get crap for that for the next month, so.
Mr. Wax.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Obviously, this has been a difficult year, but for a portion of our community, the year ends tomorrow, not year 2020, but year 5780. So at this point in time, I would like to wish our Jewish community a very happy Rosh Hashanah, which begins tomorrow night. We are also not going to have our next business meeting until the middle of October, so I also want to wish our Jewish community a happy Sukkot and a pleasant Yom Kippur. I think this is also a good time to mention something that occurred tonight. If you haven't heard already, there was a story that was aired on one of the local news channels about a video that was recorded by a resident of another resident making threatening comments, engaging in threatening actions, and making comments that were Islamophobic and anti-Indian American. The township has issued a statement condemning these comments. Our Muslim community, as well as our Indian American community, are just as much cogs of Upper Marion Township and are as welcome to be here in Upper Marion Township as anybody else. I know the entire board strongly condemns the comments that were made by the person who was captured in the video making these comments. And, you know, we stand with all of our residents who are attacked based on their race, religion, gender, age, sex, sexual orientation, national origin, or any other characteristic which separates them. The actions and the comments made by this one person are just that. They're made by one person. I'm not going to sit back and say that there are no bigots in Upper Marion Township. Clearly, there are a few. But what I can say with complete confidence is that the overwhelming majority of residents of our community completely and totally reject these types of comments, and they have no place here in Upper Marion Township. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Wax. Mrs. Kenny, anything?
Well, I have two things. I would just second the comments that Supervisor Wax just made, and the disparaging remarks were beyond disparaging. They were very upsetting and not at all representative of who we are as a board, who we believe most of our residents are, and who do not want to see that kind of language and that kind of hatred that was expressed by one of our residents. So that being said, I would be happy to move on to my second comment, which is to again thank the two people who just stepped down from the Sewer and Stormwater Authority and the EAC, and to add that we now have vacancies for those two positions. And if you go on umtownship.org and click on applications, citizen board applications, that will take you to the site where you can download an application and fill it out and send it in to us. If you are interested in becoming a member of either the Sewer Stormwater Authority or the EAC. The Sewer and Stormwater Authority is pretty much self-explanatory, and I tell people I love to talk sewers. I'm the liaison to that authority, and I do find it obviously very necessary service, but I find it surprisingly interesting. The second is the EAC, the Environmental Advisory Council, and we are involved in things that actually do touch upon sewer and stormwater issues as well. The position is for a student representative. It is not a voting position, but it's a very interesting and organized and active group interested, obviously, in environmental things. One thing that I can add is that we are looking for someone who is in either middle school, high school, or possibly who attends college. I don't know how many college students are local these days. There might be a lot of college students who are actually local because they're home and doing it virtually. So I welcome your interest, and we all will welcome your applications. So thank you.
Nothing, Mr. Grisell? Okay, I have two items. First, scheduled for October the 6th of this year, that's Tuesday night, is the National Night Out. And it will be non-traditional. And by that, I mean the last few years, many of you in the public have attended our National Night Out. We did it at the Target parking lot. We did it at the mall. This year, it's going to be coming to neighborhoods. What I would ask you to do for specific details is go to the Upper Marion Police Department's social media sites. They will have it posted as to what time and at what locations they will be venturing to, and they will be able to then interact with you as the general public in that fashion. This has been a growing event for us, and it's a fantastic night out. Thousands were there last year. So this year it's going to be coming to a street or a park near you. The other item is also a social media item that I would like to bring up. It's been brought to my attention that a number of people have been raising questions on Facebook when they find a property that's in disrepair, when they find a problem on a roadway, when they find a situation at a building, and they say, what's going on with this? Or why hasn't anyone cut the grass here? Those are great comments. You should not anticipate that if you put it on a Facebook page or do not communicate directly with either one of the five supervisors or the township, don't expect it to be fixed because you're not going through the proper channels to raise the question or concern. That has to be done by using the venues that we have spent thousands of dollars on that are on our website and our use of our various social media devices that you can simply send a message in and we'll address it. We have systems in place that if you were to use the software and simply say, my name is Joe Jones, I live at 102 Main Street, I found this problem, here's my phone number, someone will get back to you and tell you that that's been fixed or what the situation is. Or if you call back in and say it's still existing, then the manager of the affected department can look it up, find out what's been done, and address it accordingly. So I would ask, and I don't know if Mr. Hamaday has any other comments on this, but I know just this past couple weeks, a couple people have said to me, hey, did you see this on Facebook? And I said, no, because I don't go on Facebook for days at a time sometimes. So, Mr. Hamaday, anything else to add?
Just very quickly, Mr. Genoa, you make a great point. If they use our system or use their request for service or a notification system, MyUMT, it logs the complaint. It also allows us to route it to the right department, and it also allows us to follow up with the individual who has provided that information or the complaint to us. So we can have a dialogue. We can get something accomplished. So you make a great point. Use our systems. It makes us respond and respond faster to get, you know, satisfaction to the resident.
Right. And we're coming into leaf picking season, yep, and we're coming into snow season. Yep. And just a reminder to everybody that our tracer system puts a map of when everything is completed, whether it's leaf pickup or whether it's snow plowing. It'll identify what the street is, when the street was done in map fashion, so you can go look for your street and see either when it's scheduled or whether it's been done or not. So please use the systems. We've gone through an awful lot of time and expense to put the right kinds of systems in place to help you, the public, and we just ask you to use them. That's all. With that, anything final from?
Yeah.
Yes, Mrs. Kenny.
I would just like to jump on the last thing about reporting things that are problems. One thing I'd like to emphasize is that it is confidential, that if you are reporting a neighbor who has done something egregious or, you know, whatever, I'm not going to give examples, I'm sure you'll come up with your own, these will be confidential. I have often gotten complaints from neighbors, which I have then referred to the township manager, who has then gone to the correct department and taken care of the problem, and we never divulge who the person is that does make a complaint. So unless you've had words with your neighbor about the actual item, that's on you. But it will be confidential from our point of view. The second thing I wanted to mention is a pet peeve, and it's also something that is. It's a serious problem with our collection system, our stormwater system. This season, we're getting to the end of the growing season for our lawns, but please, just a reminder, not to put your grass clippings in the street. If you use a landscaping service, please tell them not to put the grass clippings in the street, because then they go into the stormwater system that clogs up the stormwater, that creates backlogs, that can create flooding. We have enough flooding problems, Lord knows, in this township without exacerbating it. So please do not put the grass clippings in the street. Either let them lie on your lawn, which is better for your lawn, or pick them up and dispose of them some other way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Kenny. Seeing no other comments, no one in the facility to ask any questions. Anything else online, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
In that case, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you, folks. Have a good evening.